It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
As we get started on this Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel, we have coming up in hour two, Gator Dave down in Jacksonville. We'll kick it around with him a little bit. And we also have coming up in hour number three, Griff. Buck can't do it today. Buck working for the Arizona. What is their name in the AAF? The Arizona somethings. I keep forgetting. Anyways, Buck's busy this morning. He's going to try and be with us tomorrow. Going to see if he can hook up with us tomorrow. So Charles Arbuckle, a no-go today on the show. 888-702-5494 on Twitter at Bill Is King. If you do want to get in, you want to email the show, BillIsKing7. That's the number 7 at gmail.com. So what are you getting into today? What's got you captivated? Let me ask you this. Since we are penetrating on into February and getting to March, and we know that college basketball does do a good job in March. We can argue about the rest of it. But March is tournament basketball. That's when it all gets put together, right? That's when it all happens in March. Are you starting to get a little bit more involved in college basketball as we get towards March? I don't know that I'm there yet. I'm watching casually, certainly not like college football. I'm watching casually, trying to kind of absorb it all, but I don't know that I've transitioned. Not that I ever fully transition over. But I'm watching it and kind of half-heartedly right now. By the way, did the Vols fall to number 5? What happened there? One loss to Kentucky, and you drop all the way to number 5? What happened to the Vols there? I'm not sure I agree with that either. We'll see what Griff says about that a little bit later, even though the Vols aren't even his beat anymore. He's a Georgia Bulldog. His new name, the name or the description of his new gig is the Atlanta Constitution Dog Nation. He sent me a text a week ago wanting it to be made clear the new name. It's not just Dog Nation. It's like the Atlanta Constitution Dog Nation with Griff coming up here in a little bit. Hopefully the Cosby Cattleman's waiting on Griff to pounce on something. I don't know what, but to reply to something. Anyways, college basketball is going on out there. Oh, did you see this? Josh Jackson is transferring to Maryland, Mike Locksley. Does that mean Locksley has punked Willie Taggart again? Where was Florida State in that whole thing? Were they deep in it? They have a pretty good shot at that one, you think? I'm just asking. Is that what happened again there? Did Willie lose? Why is it that Florida State is so allergic to quarterbacks right now? They literally can't even get a transfer. Well, they got the kid from Louisville who can't play a lick, but they got him. Why is it that they are so radioactive that they can't even get a quarterback transfer in there? Is it they're afraid they're going to get caught up in a coaching change? Is it afraid they're going to get caught up in not being coached? What is it? Yeah, I just noticed that. You guys were pointing that out to me on Twitter, that he had decided on Maryland. His dad is Fred Jackson. Fred actually was here in Nashville at Vanderbilt with Jerry DiNardo for a couple of years. Now, I don't know. He was here a couple of years and then left. More recently was at, what, Michigan. And more recently actually was coaching a high school team. That's what he was doing. I'll ask Riff when he comes up a little bit later. Do you think that the football facilities at Vanderbilt, when Fred Jackson was here over 25 years ago, were exactly the same as they are right now? And the answer would be resoundingly yes. Would be exactly the same, the facilities. Fred Jackson, if Fred Jackson came back, okay, right now, he would immediately notice the exact same facilities that he left in the early 90s, where nothing has been done. Here are some of the spreads tonight, in case you're wondering. Basketball. In case you're one of the degenerates out there, Vanderbilt and the Vols. That used to be a thing in basketball. It's not anymore. That used to be a popular thing. Not anymore. Tennessee's favored by 18.5 in that game over Vandy. Vandy has yet to win a league game. Kentucky and Missouri. Kentucky's at Missouri tonight, and Missouri gets 11 at home. How about this matchup, Florida State and Clemson tonight? I'd really be interested if that was a football game. Too bad it's not. Clemson's favored by 1. Yeah, Clemson's even favored in basketball over the Noles. What's up with that? I thought Leonard Hamilton was a good recruiter, which he is, actually. What else do we have out there? Oh, for Hawkeye Jason, his Hawkeyes at home tonight playing Maryland. They're favored. Iowa's favored by 2. What else do we have out there? Baylor at Iowa State minus 9. I just pulled that up. Perry Mason checking in this morning from the Orange Groves of America down in Lake Placid, Florida. I bet he's on his big John Deere this morning. That's what I'm guessing. He says, I don't know what it is, but I love it. Perry Mason checking in. Perry Mason came up. He was in town visiting relatives the same weekend of the Michigan-Ohio State game. I keep forgetting because I keep thinking he was up for commitments. He could not come up for commitments. Couldn't make it, but he came up and he actually hung out with us during the Ohio State and Michigan game. Now, we were at Barline, same location for commitments, and the Georgia-Georgia Tech game, the Florida-Florida State game, the Kentucky-Louisville game, Alabama-Auburn, they were all either on or coming on that day. That's a fun day. We've been doing that. We've done that, I believe, the last 3 years with Music City, Todd. Just saying. And had a blast. Just like we had with commitments. Had an absolute blast. Bar Lines, which if you go in the main entrance to the Omni and you veer to the left and just keep kind of walking, not where the elevators are, but a little further to the right there, but down that long hallway, which takes you to the Hall of Fame, takes you to, heck, before you get there, you get to Bongo Java, all of that. That gets you down the hallway to Bar Lines. And Bar Lines is a fantastic place. Love that place. A little later on the show, we've got Gator Dave coming up. Have the Gators, you Gators out there that listen, I assume you've given up on basketball, kind of like Vanderbilt had. Well, Vanderbilt hasn't given up on it because it's their main sport. They just can't play it right now. Gator fans, I'm assuming you've given up on basketball. I couldn't even get you to respond when you were winning back-to-back national championships in the mid-2000s. I could get you to talk about Tim Tebow, who at the time was basically a fullback, but I couldn't get you to respond to back-to-back natties in basketball. I assume you've given up on this basketball bunch today. I'm guessing. I'm just guessing on that one. Also, Griff coming up here in a little bit on the show. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in. 888-702-5494. Anything exciting you in recruiting? Here's another question. You know, the number one ranked player in the state of the Volunteer State is Reggie Grimes. His dad played, it seems just like yesterday, not the same high school either. Dad played at Hunter's Lane and signed and played at Alabama. Son plays at Mount Juliet. And he's the top-ranked player. He's a big, probably defensive end, about 6'4", 240. Top-ranked player in the state. And that would be the class of 20 now, is what I'm talking about. Class of 2020. Just to take you back a little bit, my first recollection of a recruiting ranking was 1978. I was just a youngster, and I remember an article that was written in a local newspaper that's now defunct, and it had Tennessee and Texas as tied in the one slot for the top recruiting class, 1978. That's my first class ever that I remember. And I remember reading that. That might be the moment that grabbed me and pulled me in. It probably was. That grabbed me, pulled me in, and made me go, wow, that's kind of interesting. I think I like that. Matter of fact, I know I like it. In the moment, I didn't realize how profound that would be, but I believe that's the one that did it. I really do. Anyways, let's get the first break. Let's do that on this Tuesday edition. You can tweet me at BillisKing, or you can email BillisKing7@gmail.com, and you know how to call. I've given you the number a couple times this morning. We're presented on this Tuesday, like every day of the week, by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The 440 Parkway is getting hit with some heavy traffic south of the West Loop off of I-40 and Charlotte Avenue. A crash on Otter Creek Road near Radnor Lake State Park in Oak Hill, and a slight backup on 4th Avenue North across Church Street. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Triple 8 702 5494 if you do want to get in today. Twitter at Bill is King. Perry Mason points out, yeah, Mike White's struggling down at Florida, Bill. But he's got a big class coming in. Yeah, that might fix it. Basketball now, you can, with individuals or one individual, you can flip the switch pretty quick now. Easier to do that in basketball than it is in football. It's doable in football. Happens all the time, but it's easier in basketball. That's always a fun study, too. Yeah, it's speaking of college football and all that's going on, have we heard anything from Tate Martell or Brew McCoy? Those are, you know how, like, when something happens in the Supreme Court, like they make a decision and the media will call it a landmark decision, whatever it might be, whatever topic. If Tate Martell and Brew McCoy get cleared, those are even more landmark decisions. Maybe sculpting the future, because both of those guys don't have a good reason for leaving other than I'm not satisfied. Now, Tate Martell was not going to be the quarterback at Ohio State. I don't know that he would have been the quarterback at Ohio State if Justin Fields wouldn't have transferred there. Miami, you're not getting some awesome quarterback, okay? Now, he's better than what you've got. I'll give you that because you really haven't been good at quarterback in a while. But he's not a game changer. Brew McCoy, the five-star wide receiver out of California, transferred because Pretty Boy wasn't staying around. That's what happened there. And when he found out that Pretty Boy wasn't hanging around, he left. Even though they brought in Graham Harrell, who was a good offensive mind, too. Hadn't been around as long as Pretty Boy, but a good offensive mind. So he's on campus at Southern Cal for a couple of weeks. Dissatisfied. True freshman now. Midterm guy. Could still be in high school. Packs up his stuff and goes to Berkeley, Texas, the ATX, for his next destination. And Tom Herman's got him rolling right now. 10-win season. Spanked Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, Sugar Bowl. Had a good year. Beat Oklahoma in the regular season. Has him rolling. Quarterback play is good. Looks like Texas is trending well. So, Brew McCoy, a nice addition. Not only that, but has back-to-back top five recruiting classes. Texas does. Because they had a really good class last year, and then they ended up because of Brew McCoy jumping their nemesis, little brother, A&M. A&M's not happy either about that. Yeah, they're not happy. They feel like the fix is in on recruiting rankings. In the past, now I don't know when the recruiting services, somebody bean count me on that one. When did the recruiting services start taking into account a freshman who transfers? Because, I mean, that's what happened with Brew McCoy. Isn't that common. It can happen, but it's not an everyday occurrence, right? So when did the recruiting services start taking into account, okay, Brew McCoy signed and enrolled at Southern Cal, stayed for a couple of weeks, bailed, now is at Texas. We're going to give Texas credit for this. When did that become a thing? When did that become a new law? When did that become a new rule? Was it just this year? I've heard some people say that's a relatively brand new thing. Is that right? Because I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you when that became the norm. So, yeah, if Tate Martell and Brew McCoy get cleared, basically you have now acknowledged unfettered free agency. You've now just opened it up to say, you know what? Don't even bring us your reasoning. It really doesn't matter. You want to transfer. You can transfer on a whim. Just do it. That's where we would be at that point. And basically, we're on the doorstep of that already, right? Now, I did read an article within the last week that said that the NCAA was going to look back into this, into the rule. I don't – can you go back, though? Can you now go back and tighten up that rule after what you've allowed to happen? Can you go back? Let me get a call here at the bottom of the hour. The wall has still not been built around him, and it still does not have the technology to keep him off the phone from calling the show. So here is Jeff in the borough. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill?
How about them Vols, Jeff?
How about them Vols, Bill? They're chess team's number one, though, Bill. Maybe Grant Williams can help him out in chess. He plays chess, doesn't he? All of them say he played chess.
So how did you rig it yesterday where they got ranked number five? How did you do that?
I don't vote, Bill, so that's something I
Sounds like the fix was in from Jeff in the borough on that one now.
I take the voters into account on that one. So, you know, Kentucky's ranked four right now. Tennessee's ranked five. And you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But I'll just say this, Bill, about the game Saturday night. It was probably the best game they played all year. And they just they manhandled Tennessee, I mean, at every turn. I mean, you know, Tennessee wasn't ready for whatever reason. They weren't. I don't know why they weren't. I don't know what they were expecting going into Rupp Arena. I mean, they won there last year. I don't know what Rick Barnes expected. You know, but this the middle of the second half, I think he called timeout, but they had a shot of him when Kentucky was going on that run about the first 3-4 minutes of the second half, and he sat over like a bump on a log. He couldn't do anything about it. He was just sitting over there, and, you know, he let Calipari out-coach him, I guess. I don't know, but, you know, that's pretty much, you know, when Kentucky went on that run, they went up 20, and then Tennessee turned around, got to 12. I got a little worried, but then Kentucky made a couple baskets, but P.J. Washington was dominant all night. I mean, I think him or Grant Williams is going to be the player of the year in the conference, depending on how they do when they play the second time in Knoxville, so depends on how they play. But, you know, it was a good night for Kentucky, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee beats them in Knoxville. But I'll just say this, Bill. I don't know if you watched the game or not, but towards the end of the game, the Kentucky fans were chanting overrated at Tennessee. Did you see that?
I did. I was watching.
And Calipari told him to shut up. But I'll just guarantee you this, Bill. It probably won't happen this year, but if Kentucky was ranked number one like that and they went into Knoxville and Tennessee beat them, I guarantee you whoever the Tennessee coach is or their coaching staff, if their fans started chanting overrated, the coaching staff of Tennessee wouldn't stop them. They'd let them keep chanting it. I can promise you that. And like I told somebody yesterday on Greg and Big Joe show, the Tennessee better get ready for Vanderbilt, because the first time they played them, it was overtime, and it took them a flagrant foul call to get that win. And when Tennessee played them, when Kentucky played Vanderbilt in Moore Gym, it looked like Kentucky was playing McGavick High School that night. They were up 30 at half and won by 35. I mean, Kentucky didn't have no problem, but Tennessee better be ready for Vanderbilt. They better not be looking past Vanderbilt, because I'm going to tell you, I think Knoxville would burn down if Tennessee loses tonight, because I listened to the show in Knoxville after that game, and all they could talk about, Bill, was they called the referees, they called them referees, and they called, and they said Jay Billis was so obnoxious about the game and everything, talking about, I guess, how Kentucky played so good and Tennessee played so bad. But Tennessee, Bill, when you look at their schedule, they haven't really played anybody in like 2 months. I mean, you look at their schedule. I mean, the three best teams that they played in the non-conference was Louisville, Kansas, and Gonzaga. And they went 2-1 against them, all three of them on neutral courts. And they scheduled, I don't know why SEC teams do this, but Tennessee scheduled Lenoir Ryan in their opener, a Division II school, and that's an embarrassment to the SEC. I mean, that's just an embarrassment to schedule a team like that in your opener, to play a team like that. I don't know how you feel about that. I know how you feel about that. I know football teams do it all the time, playing smaller schools and stuff, but that's just an embarrassment to the league and to Tennessee, to be honest with you. But, you know, I mean, it was Kentucky's night, and I won't be surprised if, you know, when they come to Knoxville, that, you know, Tennessee will probably beat Kentucky. I don't know how bad it'll be, but they probably will, and they'll be a lot more ready to play and everything like that. And I wanted to ask you, Bill, you said your daughter was playing basketball. Where is she going to college?
Valdosta State.
Is she going to play hoops?
Yeah.
Okay. I know they're Division II school, so I do know a bit about them.
Yeah. She's going down there to hoop it up, see what happens.
I was going to ask you too, Bill. Do you still know who Hal Mumme is, Bill?
I read something recently on him. Where is he now?
I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea.
He left somewhere. I'll have to look that up.
And one final thing, Bill. I don't know if you saw this or not last week, but, Matt House, the defensive coordinator of Kentucky, he was going to take the Chiefs job. Well, he ended up taking it. They had a deal with his buyout. They were trying to figure out his buyout, and his buyout was $150,000. So the Chiefs just ended up paying his buyout, and he's with the Chiefs now. He's going to be an assistant coach with the Chiefs.
I saw that.
So Stoops has got to find a defensive coordinator. I don't know who he's going to get, but he's got to find one. I'm sure.
Well, one of the rumors was he's going to bring his brother in there, which is not a good idea. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Well, his brother's supposed to be doing that XFL thing with Dallas. He's going to be the head coach and general manager of that with Dallas.
No. His brother, who was the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma, who couldn't coach.
Oh, you don't bet on Mike Stoops.
Correct.
Okay, I didn't.
Bob Stoops would never do that. But
yeah, I didn't think he would. But no. I didn't know Mike Stoops. You think he would come in there and do that? You think that's a mistake? Or?
Oh, it'd be a horrible mistake. He's not a good defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I didn't know who he'd get. I know he's got to find somebody. But I know that and everything. But no, just a great, like I said, it was a great night for Kentucky and Tennessee. Still got some tough games left to play. I mean, they've got to play LSU this weekend. They have to go to Ole Miss. They have to go to Auburn. So you know they've still got some tough games left.
Oh yeah, they do.
Going to be interesting race. You know, down the stretch to see who wins it. But I'll tell you what, Bill, Coach of the Year, you might have to give it to Will Wade this year at LSU. He's done an outstanding job with them.
He I've got a bias because he's a 615 guy. So Franklin Road Academy kid. So yeah. All right, Jeff, got to go, man.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Let's get the bottom of the hour right here. Take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
The 440 Parkway is getting hit with some heavy traffic south of the West Loop off of I-40 and Charlotte Avenue. A crash on Otter Creek Road near Radnor Lake State Park in Oak Hill, and a slight backup on 4th Avenue North across Church Street. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Gator Dave coming up top of the hour. Griff, top of hour three. 888-702-5494. Jim down in West Palm says, Bill, talking about the NCAA and transfers, they opened up Pandora's box, and I doubt they can or will be able to close it again. Yeah, I mean, once you make it relatively unfettered, which is what they're doing right now, and if they do release Brew McCoy and Tate Martell, what's the point? Why do you need to even describe or inform your reasoning? What would be the reason? Why would it be necessary? There is no reason. You just don't like where you're at, so you're leaving. And you get cleared immediately. Now, if that's what you're going to do, I mean, go ahead and do it. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea at all. But it's what's going on right now. Somebody pulled up the theory. It was a couple of weeks ago. But somebody brought up this theory that since they're not going to pay the players, other than now they actually do pay the players. It's called full cost of scholarship. But we're talking about like a real salary. Since they're not going to do that, it doesn't look like, which I agree with that. I agree with not doing that. They're trying to extend an olive branch here. And that's becoming way more liberal, way more loose when it comes to transfers. That's one of the theories out there right now. And maybe that's what they're doing. I mean, we'll never get behind the scenes reasoning, but that's what it sounds like is going on right now. So Jim, and I agree with Jim in West Palm. I don't know that it's ever going to get put back in its right place. You shouldn't be able to transfer freely just on a whim. Okay? Now, if it's a good reason, something's going on, you're out of town, you're not at home, obviously, in your hometown, you're hours away, and something's going on at home where you need to be closer to home and you'd like to go to that school, I think that's a pretty good reason. Okay? I mean, I think there are reasons, there are circumstances where the NCAA needs to be reasonable. In the past, they were never reasonable. Now it's gone. You know what's interesting? It used to be where you couldn't get cleared for anything, basically, right? Now, it's not kind of a happy medium. It's 180 the other way. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it used to be where you couldn't get cleared for anything. Now you can get cleared for anything. Interesting how things change. It is. Why are you transferring? Because. Okay, that works. That's where we're at today, literally. Back to some basketball. Tonight we've got some good games. But I'm not fully immersed yet. It might take March to get me there. It might take the NCAA tournament to get me there. Seriously. Because you get your bracket, and you're starting to look at the tournament. Now let's eliminate Dayton. Can we get that done before it gets started? Can we get the Dayton play-in games eliminated? Speaking of rules, can we get that done? What a dumb idea. Tuesday night in Dayton. Let's play them in, okay? But yeah, with basketball, we've got some games tonight. Tennessee Vandy. The Buckeye fans told me yesterday. Now here's one. Buckeye fans told me yesterday they'd given up on hoop. Yeah, hoop's not a thing for them. Now Michigan and Michigan State fans have not given up. They've got hope. They've got teams, right? Vince says, Bill, don't miss the big college basketball game this Sunday coming up. Sunday afternoon. It's Michigan, Michigan State. I may have to watch that. Yeah, I might. Now, what else is on? Does PBS have on the plight of the Tsetse Fly at the same time? Or does Guy Fieri have something going on with Triple D? That's my only conflict. Just saying. Round Man down in Marietta says, yes, Bill, eliminate the play-in games. And yes, I will not be fully immersed until the NCAA tournament. Well, see, Round Man is a Georgia fan. And Georgia hasn't been a thing in basketball. Round Man might not have been old enough to even be watching. This would have been 84, the year after Dominique, actually 83, the year after Dominique Wilkins turned pro. They got to the Final Four, Hugh Durham. And they had Terry Fair on that team. Vern Fleming was a point guard. They got out of New York City. He would have been a five-star. And they got all the way to the Final Four, lost to that NC State team, that Jim Valvano NC State team. Hasn't really been a thing since then. So that would be 35 years ago, right? Something like that. I don't know if Round Man was watching back then. Vince says, Bill, Hawkeye Jason has a big game tonight versus Maryland. Yeah, we were looking. I was just randomly on Twitter, and Five Dimes had some spreads up. And I was favored by, I think, about 2 in that ball game. Tennessee's favored tonight over Vanderbilt. You know, the basketball school Vanderbilt. Tennessee's favored by 18.5 of that game. Round Man says, yeah, I missed Georgia in the Final Four. I think I was about 13. Oh, I was watching. Now, let me say this. That 1983, now that's just a random year, but basketball was close to being an equal citizen with equal rights to college football back then. I remember back then watching college basketball, I would be close to as affixed to it as I would have been college football. And then college basketball lost its vision, lost lots of things over the next 35 years. It really did. Really did. Thus, you have what you have now, and that would be the inequity between college football and college basketball. It's a rout, an absolute rout. Okay. Let's get the break. One more break here in hour number one. Gator Day's coming up, top of hour number two, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Traffic is stalled at the eastern split, I-24 and I-40 near Solomon Evans Bridge, and on most of the I-40 exit ramps in that vicinity. One wreck in Bakertown on 24 West still being cleared between Harding and Haywood. Watch for a collision blocking part of Ashland Highway near Old Hickory Boulevard. ICU Security specializes in streaming live video. See what they can do for
this
you. Log on to
ICUSecurityInc.com.
I'm AJ Rose with your on-time
with
traffic.
Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Nashville Predators have dropped four of their last five games. They're on the road to the Dallas Stars tonight. Nashville minus 105 on the money line. Dallas minus 115. The total is 5.5, juiced on the under. The Predators are 3-54 in the power play since January 10th. Tennessee drops to number 5 of the national rankings after their loss to Kentucky. Volunteers 18.5-point favorites at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville against Vanderbilt. The Commodores have lost 13 consecutive games. They are 9-16, 7-13 against the spread. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
Looking for gifts you'll appreciate and love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? And want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville, offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. Couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatment, manicures and pedicures, plus don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs, and use the special code BALLPARK10, that's BALLPARK10, to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown Nashville location only. Call 615-717-7511 or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com and use the code BALLPARK10.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast calls for showers this afternoon. Our high 44 with winds to 20 miles an hour. We have various flood advisories in effect. There's a flash flood watch in effect from this afternoon through Thursday morning. We'll have showers tonight as temperatures rise to the mid-40s with winds to 25 miles an hour. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
That's true. I'll say this. Speaking of that promo right there, usually right after the college football national championship game, this year Alabama-Clemson, somebody on Twitter, to prove that they have this incredible love for college football, they're probably like 5 years into actually following college football. But they act like they've got a history, and they act like they know something. They'll put up a countdown clock, or they'll put up the numbers, right? I don't think I've seen that this year. And you folks have not. Usually, if somebody puts up a countdown clock, like 297 days till the season, Bill. Did you see this, Bill? Somebody put up a countdown. Usually one of you guys will point that out to me. You'll retweet it or something just to poke me, right? I haven't seen one like that. Have we had an effect on the sophomoric countdown idea? I don't know. Maybe you're just not pointing it out to me. It might be out there. You're just not retweeting it. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, Hugh Durham was a great coach. Many don't realize that he had Florida State in the final against UCLA back in the early 70s. Is that the Artis Gilmore team? No, Artis Gilmore played at Jacksonville, right? Or, no. Who was on that Florida State team? I forget. I forget the history there on that one. Roundman says, Bill, the NCAA kowtowed to the early snowflake whiners at 65 and 66 and created the play-in games. Same thing with the creation of the targeting rule. And now we've got the selection committee releasing an early top 16 seeds and ruining the selection show. Yeah, that's a good point. No, that's a good point. I could not have wordsmithed that any better. Yeah, I was, where was I? I was at basketball over the weekend. No, I was ticket taking. Yeah, Saturday it was my day to be the ticket taker, remember? And I was at the junior high, actually. And my son, one of my younger sons, who's smitten with basketball, he's a Vol fan. So he was talking about the top 16 seeds that were released. Yeah, he was throwing that at me, and he was all excited because the Vols at the time were a one seed. Let me ask you this, Round Man or whoever out there. Is this the first year that they released the top 16? Kind of like the BCS. Now, this is all stolen from the BCS. BCS is the first to start this. So basically, college basketball always reaching for ways to try and fix itself, never accomplishing a damn thing doing it, right? Thinks that one of the few things they have, which is the NCAA tournament, they can take the seeds and project them in advance and keep everybody affixed, right? Yeah, Roundman says this is the first year. I will freely admit I did not know this. If they did it last year, I wouldn't have known it. I proudly proclaim that. The ignorance of bliss. That would be me. I wouldn't have known. So stealing from the BCS to get their point across. Yeah, the selection show. Well, Selection Sunday is still better. Now, I'll say this. That show's better than the college football selection show, which is elongated, and all they do is sit there and literally filibuster to fill time. It's awful. I remember when the college basketball selection show used to be riveting. You'd watch it. You'd wonder where the teams would be. You'd wonder who's in. You'd wonder who's out. You'd wonder why they placed a certain team here and another team over there. I don't think it's got that same feeling. No, it is not the same. Now, one thing the college football, BCS, and the playoff has done is prove how stupid it is to argue over 65 versus 64 or 69 versus 68. The relevance of that is gone now. They used to be able to get us with that because we had nothing else to measure it with. They could suck us into that rabbit hole. They can't anymore. It's totally irrelevant. Unless you're that school. But nobody cares about that school. Hour 2 coming up. Gator Day.